It's time for KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. I'm Edmundo Resendez. With me, Juan Morales from the Santa Fe Grill. Juan, it's a chilly season.
It is chilly season, Edmundo. It is August. And right here in the Mesilla Valley, Hatch Valley, we start harvesting right at the beginning of August, August the 1st. And this year we have an awesome crop. Right now, you know, we're harvesting a lot of Sandia Select, one of my personal favorites, because that's where we make our awesome chile rellenos out of.
Okay, KRWG's Red or Green Confidential is coming up. We've got some chili recipes that you're going to be digging into the archives for.
That is correct. We got our delicious chile con queso, also chile rellenos, and one of my favorites, green chili pork roast with potatoes, a nice hearty stew.
And Dr. Paul Boslin is going to be joining us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. Give us a call, 575-646-2212, or join us on social media and ask your questions or comments. KRWG's Red or Green Confidential on KRWG Public Media is brought to you by the Hatch Chili Festival, September 1st and 2nd with a parade downtown and a chili eating contest at the Hatch Municipal Airport, 1 mile west of town on Highway 26. Information at hatchchilifest.com. It's time to take a break from all the political talk to discuss a question that is important to us all in New Mexico. Red or green? The official question of New Mexico is the topic on today's Voice of the Public. You can call it KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. Guests for the KRWG's Red or Green Confidential are Dr. Paul Boslin with the Chili Pepper Institute at New Mexico State University and Juan Morales with the Santa Fe Grill. Listeners can call in at 575-646-2212, 575-646-2212 to cast their vote, share a recipe, or ask a question on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. Who makes the best enchiladas? How do you stuff your tamales? Southern or Northern New Mexico food? These are some of the questions and issues that will be discussed live on the show. All calls and social media questions during the show will be entered into a drawing to win a chili prize pack from the Chili Pepper Institute and gift certificate to the Santa Fe Grill. Juan Morales, Dr. Boslin. Dr. Boslin, the official question is, are we officially in chili season?
Absolutely. We've been harvesting green chili for probably 2 weeks now, and we'll go in for another month and a half, and then red starts, and then we'll go until the freeze comes, which is usually the end of October.
So the official question is, how is the crop looking like this year?
Very good. It's we do the Chili Pepper Institute Teaching Garden that you visited yesterday, and it's one of the best gardens we've had in a decade. It's absolutely gorgeous, so we've really had a nice season.
So how are the farmers feeling?
Some of the farmers, of course, may have gotten a thunderstorm, a hailstorm, but others have really excellent crops. So, you know, with farming, it is a gamble, and it always ranges from excellent to maybe next year.
So what varieties of green chili are being harvested right now?
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of varieties, or cultivars is what we call them. They range from the mild, like New Mex Joey Parker, where a lot of people here say they have no heat, to something like our new New Mex Heritage Big Jim, which is quite hot, or our New Mex Sandia. So you've got a range, and I think that's what the public should know, is that you can get different heat levels. You can ask for different cultivars.
575-646-2212, 575-646-2212. Anthony Moreno is standing by the social media desk, ready to hear from you. If you've got a question or a comment, feel free to join us on social media, where we are live streaming the show on Facebook. You can check out some of the beautiful decorations that Dr. Boslin has brought in. Dr. Boslin, what do you have right there to your left?
Those are some of our ornamental chilies we've developed. We have a big range of all different kinds of colors, and we call them our holiday series because they're named after holidays. For example, the black to orange is Halloween, white to red is Valentine's. This is called April Fool's Day because it kind of looks like a jester's cap. And so we have a big range of different colors.
For those of you that are watching the feed on Facebook, you can check out the green chilies that Dr. Boslin has brought in. Also, the chili prize pack that we're going to be giving away at the end of the show. All calls and social media questions will be entered into a drawing to win a chili prize pack from the Chili Pepper Institute and a $20 gift certificate to the Santa Fe Grill. Juan Morales, we were at the Santa Fe Grill this morning at the Missouri location, and you grilled up a nice chili relleno burrito. tell us, what was in that Chile Relleno burrito, the supreme Chile Relleno burrito?
The extreme Chile
Relleno. Extreme Chile Relleno.
Well, like Dr. Boston said, you know, we use, you know, those Chile Rellenos were bigger than the average Chile Relleno that goes around. That was a big Jim Select. That was a huge burrito with lots of heat in it. And, of course, we top it off with our delicious green chili meat and potato, a little bit of beans, and cheddar, because cheddar always makes it better.
Juan, talk to me about cooking with green chili. When I first moved here 16 years ago, I did not have a clue as to do with green chili. I had to ask around and, you know, went to different restaurants and tried different recipes. But talk to me about, for a first-time user, what's a good and simple green chili recipe?
A good and easy, simple recipe would be, let's start off with enchiladas.
Okay. Man, to me, that's not simple, especially green. Only because I've not mastered a green chili sauce.
Well, I've taught some classes, cooking classes before, and what I've taught my students is we start off with a small can of cream of mushroom, a 12-ounce can of cream of mushroom, 12-ounce can of cream of chicken. Now, it's condensed. So
okay, cream of mushroom and cream of chicken.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's condensed. So what you do with that, it's one-to-one. One can of the sauce, one can of water. You just put in the saucepan, medium heat, whisk it. And then for an amount like that, I would add about 2 cups of diced green chili. If you want some extra heat.
Okay, what kind of green chili? That's a big question because Dr. Boston, there's all kinds of green chili.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll start off with, say, some New Mexico select.
Okay.
And if you want to jazz it up a little bit more, you could add some diced jalapeno, fire roasted jalapeno. And that, they'll give it some extreme heat. And if you want it hotter, you can even put some serrano in there as well.
Okay. So what is the key to a good enchilada? Do you fry the tortillas first?
Yes. Personally, we fry our tortillas with vegetable oil, of course. And then what we do, we blot them out. And then we stack them. We stack them like a pancake. You lay ladle sauce, tortilla, more sauce, light cheese, light onion, and you just stack them. That's what you do. You could also roll them. It just depends on your preference. Like at home.
I'm from Texas. We roll them.
Oh, you guys roll them over there. Absolutely. But you guys probably use tomato sauce.
Yes, we use tomato sauce. We, you know, some of the enchiladas that my sister grew up making for us was enchiladas with chili, Texas chili. Oh,
yes.
You dipped them in the chili, you rolled them, and
it's a Texas thing. Yes, absolutely. Like right here.
There's a difference between chili, C-H-I-L-I, and chile, C-H-I-L-E.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been trying to educate the public on that for decades now, that the C-H-I-L-E is the plant and the fruit, and the C-H-I-L-I is the dish from Texas.
Okay. How many pounds of green chili will you be buying this year? Who makes the best green chili cheeseburgers? Do you have a recipe you would like to share? Where are you buying your green chili from? Give them a shout out. Let them know where you're buying your green chili from. Join us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. I'm Edmundo Resendez, 575-646-2212, 575-646-2212. If you want to join in on the conversation, we're also taking your calls, your questions, or comments on social media. If you would like to join Anthony Moreno on social media, let us go to Rhonda. Rhonda, thank you for joining us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. What's your question?
Hi, I'm a vegetarian, and because green chili sauces always seem to contain chicken broth, I do not have the choice of red or green. I can only choose red. So I was wondering, are there any vegetarian alternatives to that? Or who is creating any vegetarian green sauces?
Well, we make a vegetarian green sauce. Earlier I mentioned that, you know, the traditional recipe here in Las Cruces, New Mexico, is with a cream of mushroom, cream of chicken. But you could also get your fire-roasted green chili. And, you know, you get it roasted, peel it, and you could puree it in your blender, season it to your taste, a little bit of garlic, little bit of salt, and that's straight chili sauce right there without any type of, you know, meat in it.
Well, great.
What if they use the like the broth I see, vegetable broth sometimes
in
the
stores?
You
can use vegetable broth.
You could use a vegetable broth. Like there's a the North Swiss makes a good one, sabor de tomate, a tomato flavor one. That one goes really well.
Rhonda, how many pounds of green chili will you be buying this year? This is not a confession line.
Yeah.
It depends on how big your freezer is, right? You're going to fill it up.
You know you are a New Mexican when you buy a freezer for your green chili.
That's right.
That's right. Well, maybe 2 or 3 pounds.
Okay, Rhonda, thank you very much for joining us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Call in and join in on the conversation and let us know what's on your mind. If you want to join in on the conversation, 575-646-2212, and let us know what's on your mind. Dr. Boslin.
Yes, sir.
Who is Fabian Garcia? And I heard a rumor that he has a connection to Vidalia onions.
He does. He was our very first horticulturist here at New Mexico State University. He was actually in the very first graduating class. And if you visit NMSU, you'll see that there's the Fabian Garcia Science Center, Fabian Garcia Annex, Fabian Garcia Dormitories. So he was a very influential person. And his job was to introduce new crops to New Mexico. And we'll talk about his introduction of chilies to New Mexico a little while later here. But he looked around for a lot of crops, and he was, because he had been born and raised in Mexico, or born in Mexico, brought up as a child with his grandmother to the southern New Mexico, he was bilingual, and he wrote to Spain and said, can I get some of your onions? They were known as granos. And he got some seed. And those became the basis of the sweet onion industry. And so he shared them with Texas and Georgia and anybody that wanted a mild or sweet onion. And that's really the basis of the Vidalia onion industry. So Fabian reaches all the way across the country.
So he does reach across the country. And we can say it started in New Mexico, here at New Mexico State University.
Exactly.
Okay. So talk to me about Dr. Fabian Garcia. He is known as the father of Mexican foods.
In the United States, you know, today we know in Mexico there's lots of different regional cuisines, but we have to think back to the late 1800s, early 1900s, and he looked around and he was looking for some crops, and the only chilies being grown in this area were in backyard gardens. And he thought to himself, well, maybe I can take this crop here, make it milder, make it more uniform, and get non-Hispanics to eat them. So he hybridized three different kinds of chilies, a chili negro.
Well, chili negro?
Chili negro. Chili Colorado, and a chili pasilla. And he began to select for shape, size, that we know today as the New Mexican pod type. So he got one he called New Mexico Number 9, released it, and it became a really big hit. Such a big hit that we opened a canning industry here to can those green chilies, put them on the train, and ship them back east.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, more than 100 years ago now.
Over 100 years ago, that's how long New Mexico green chili has been reaching across the country.
Yep, and it's really interesting. You talk about green chili, and this time of the year when we roast the green chilies, that aroma, that's what people associate with. And so at the Chili Institute, we actually have a candle that smells like green chili roasting. So for all the people that move away, they come back, they want to take a piece of New Mexico that they remember when they were here. They buy a little candle and take it back and light it, and it smells like green chili roasting.
And let me tell you something. I've lit that candle because I got one from the Chili Pepper Institute, and it literally makes the entire house smell like you've just roasted green chili.
Nothing better than that smell.
All right, 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. If you want to join in on the conversation on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential, give us a call or join us on social media where Anthony Moreno is standing by, ready to hear from you. Just a reminder that all calls and social media questions will be entered into a drawing to win a $20 gift certificate to the Santa Fe Grill or a gift pack to the Chili Pepper Institute, which we have right here with different sauces. So if you want to call in or join in on the conversation, you can do so right now, 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Let us go to our social media desk where Anthony Moreno has been digitally standing by. Anthony, what are people saying on social media?
Oh, we're getting some people who have been commenting on social media about The Confidential. And of course, we want to invite people to join in on our Facebook live video feed. That's where you can ask the questions and we can get them to Dr. Paul Boslin and Juan Morales. We have a question from Bianca. She has a question about wondering if there is Guajillo chili available here. She was wondering if there is, where can she purchase it?
Guajillo is a very interesting chili. It's actually pre-Columbian. It was developed in Mexico by the Aztecs many, many years ago. And it's not commercially grown in a large amount. We have seeds at the Institute where if you wanted to plant some in your garden. But if you ask around, you probably can find it. But it's not something that's advertised or promoted. It's got a beautiful red mahogany color when it's ripe. It's thin-skinned. It's actually a very beautiful little chili, and it's what in Mexico they like to make their red sauce for enchiladas.
All right. Now we have another question from Tilly, who wants to know if you have Fresno or Hungarian chili.
Oh, we do. Hungarian and Fresno are sometimes what we call the yellow wax. They're the yellow kind of colored chilies you see in the store. And, you know, and when you if you really want to see the Guajillo or the Fresno or the Hungarian wax, our teaching garden off of University Avenue is free and open to the public. And you can walk through the garden. We have maps out there and see all these different types of chilies alive and growing and looking beautiful.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. It's KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. I'm Edmundo Resendez, your host. With me is Dr. Paul Boslin with the Chili Pepper Institute and Juan Morales, the burrito man, the Juan and only himself of the Santa Fe Grill. If you want to join in on the conversation, you can also join us on social media. Let us go to our phones where we have John standing by. John, welcome to KRWG's Red or Green Confidential.
Hello, how are you?
We are doing wonderful, sir. It is chili season. What could be better?
That's exactly right. So I have a question for Dr. Boslin. So we grow chili, green chili, in our garden up here in the Members Valley, Hooray Grant County. And how do you get Joe Parker to be hot? Because sometimes, some years it comes out hot, sometimes it comes out mild.
You know, it's really, you probably need to switch to a different cultivar because Joe Parker is very, very mild. And one of the things some people have told me, they use it to make chili rellenos because you can put jalapeno flavored cheese in there. And then every chili relleno is the same heat level. So it's kind of a way to do that because the chili itself doesn't contribute a lot of heat. But I would recommend going to the next step up is New Mex Heritage 6-4, just a little hotter. And then we have the New Mex Heritage Big Jim, which is even a little hotter than that. And then finally the New Mex Sandia Select, which is the hottest New Mexican pod type. So maybe just try a little hotter variety. If you really want to try to make a chili hotter, you can stress it. Any kind of stress will make a chili hotter. Less water, a little warmer temperatures. They get a little hotter, but there's a genetic component and then that environmental component that has to interact to give you the chili heat.
John, you are growing your own chili. How many pounds of chili will you be buying this year?
We probably won't buy more than 20 pounds from Frisco Farms up here towards the end of the season, but we'll grow about 40 to 50 pounds ourselves, and
that's
we'll
great.
Freeze it all except for that we make into enchiladas as we go along.
All right. Thank you, John, for joining us.
And salsa.
Thank you for joining us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential, 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. You can also join us on social media, where Anthony Moreno is standing by. Let us go to Steven. Steven, welcome to KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. You are on with Dr. Boslin and Juan Morales.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
We are doing wonderful, sir. How are you?
I don't have a question. I just wanted to ask. My wife and I purchased our chili at Lujan Farms, just up from Cruces on the way to Hatch, and we generally buy gems and sandias. And as far as how much chili I'm going to be buying, probably about 50 pounds, which might last till Christmas, but I'm not sure.
What is your favorite thing to do with green chili? What do you put it on first when you first get it?
You know, that's an unfair question, because basically I put chili on everything. I swear to God I do. I was at Pepper's, the restaurant Pepper's in Mesilla, just a couple days ago, and I had a chicken salad, just a chicken salad. And I said, please put some green chili on that. I know, it's an addiction, man. It's just an addiction.
All right. Thank you very much, John, for joining us, Stephen, for joining us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Trisha, thank you for joining us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. What is this rumor you are spreading about chili in Texas at a restaurant? Trisha.
Sure. It's on the television station, one of the ones that comes out of El Paso. And I swear to you, I have seen it several times. What they show is a chili field, and then they say, hatch green chili. And they say, it's a vegetable. It grows in the ground. And then they say, hatch green chili. Eat like a Texan. And my question is, are we going to take this?
Dr. Boston?
You know, my son saw that commercial.
Is this a shot across the bow?
I don't know. My son says, there's so much wrong with this commercial, Dad. Next time it's on, I'm going to call
you
in.
I know. And listen, I called Susanna's office, the governor's office. They said they would let her know, but I haven't heard back from her. So we may have to take the law into our own hands here.
I know it.
Dr. Boston, there has been talk in the legislature about where are we with trademarking hatch chili.
Well, I thought we had a law that prevented the use of hatch green chili unless it was from the Hatch Valley. I thought there was a law.
Well, not really. What we have is a law that says if you say it's from New Mexico, it has to be from New Mexico. So it's a big state. And so, but it only goes to the state lines. And so, you know, Arizona and Texas can do what they want, which is kind of sad. But, you know, it's really a fruit. It can be a vegetable. Really, it's a fruit. But botanically, it's a berry. And then, like you say, hatch ain't in Texas.
Well, besides that, it doesn't grow in the ground either, dude.
Trisha, how many pounds of chili will you be buying this year?
Well, I'm just one little old lady all by myself, so I'll probably only do about 30 pounds. But let me put in a plug for La Reina Hatch Chili Company. This is a young woman in Hatch who has the fourth generation New Mexican. She grows and sells chili and chili sauce, and her chili is the bomb.
La Reina.
La Reina. Her name is Andrea Alvarez.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining us, Trisha, and thank you very much for the update.
Hey, I love this show, you know? Okay.
Thank you very much. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. You can also join us on social media, where Anthony Moreno is standing by, ready to hear from you. Again, a reminder, all calls and social media questions will be entered into a drawing to win a gift pack courtesy of the Chili Pepper Institute. Plus, we also have, as another drawing, a $20 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill. And we're going to be doing a drawing, if we can get the drawing over here. We've got a poster. Dr. Boston, where was this? How was this? Who designed this poster?
Louis Osepec, a professor on campus that taught graphic arts here on campus. And he did that for our 15th anniversary. And so it's a Chili's poster for hanging in your home or office to remind you of Chili's each day.
Okay. 575-646-2212, or join us on social media on our social media desk, where Anthony Moreno is standing by. Juan Morales, talk to me about the secret to making a good relleno. I cannot make a relleno. It tastes too much. It tastes too eggy.
Well, you got to start off with a good chili, of course.
Okay.
You know, if you want to start off with that Big Jim, you know, it has a good little bit of heat. But if you want that extreme heat, you can do the Sandia Select. It also has to do with your batter. So what we do, you know, if I roast
our chili... That's where I go wrong, is my batter.
Okay, this is a trick right here. So what you want to do, this is what we do, like Grandma Lupita taught me back when I was knee-high to a June bug. So your fire roast a chili, peel it, get all the seeds out of there, stuff it. She would lightly roll it in flour. And then what she would, right before that, her lovely assistant, what happened to me, my mother, my beautiful mother, she would separate the eggs, the whites from the yolk, and then she would whisk it to a beautiful, beautiful froth. Then she would dip the chili in there, but at the same time, my grandfather was on this in the kitchen as well. He had the big Dutch oven, the big heavy skillet with oil in there. And they would just, the temperature has to be ideal. So I recommend a temperature of to 350, 325 to get a good fry in there. But also with the flour, she used to season the flour with white pepper, little bit of salt, little bit of garlic powder in there to just give it that spicy flavor. Now, you could also add the yolk when you whisk the egg. You could also add the yolk in there, too. But she found that we enjoyed it more when she just did the whites, the egg whites. Also, what she does now, she's not using the cast iron skillet. She's using a griddle.
A griddle?
A griddle with no manteca, no oil.
No kidding.
Yes, and the results are awesome.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. How many pounds of green chili will you be buying this year? Who makes the best green chili cheeseburgers? Do you have a recipe you would like to share? And where are you buying your green chili from? Give us a call and let us know. Join us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. I'm Edmundo Resendez. My guests are Dr. Paul Boslin of the Chili Pepper Institute and Juan Morales, president of the Santa Fe Grill. Let us go to Joan. Joan, welcome to KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. What's on your mind?
Oh, I thank you very much. Well, green chili is on my mind. I adore it.
Great.
And what I was kind of curious about, now I understand, I've read many accounts of how the Aztecs cultivated chilies, and the Spaniards got the hold of them and through the galleon trade spread them all over the world. You know, people in other countries don't even realize they originated here. But I was wondering if you knew of any research that demonstrates a change in behavior. Now, I know I get very kind of happy. I'll just eat it straight. I'll eat green chili all the way. But, and also what the vitamins and minerals that come with the green chili, because that's what kept me in New Mexico. I am not kidding. Is green chili that I could get in my plates.
Dr. Boston, what are the benefits of green chili?
Well, you feel good after eating green chili because that heat sensation you have, your body produces, thinks it's a pain, actually, and it produces endorphins to block that pain, that heat sensation. And so you feel good after eating it. And so... So that's one of the things. And then the green chili has lots of vitamin C, more than an orange. So if you eat just about as much green chili as, say, a medium-sized bell pepper would be, that's more vitamin C than an orange.
That's why I don't go for fruit much, just because I thought I was getting it from the chili.
That's right.
Well, great, great. I mean, it's a great time of the season, and... I wonder if it just has, like, a whole group effect on people, but that certainly...
I have noticed that around town that people are smiling on my social media page. Yeah. As soon as chili season kicked off 2 weeks ago, people were posting the video of the chili roasters.
Yep.
And so, yes, it definitely is a group thing. Thank you very much, Joan. Joan, how many pounds of chili will you be buying this year?
By pound. I just buy them until I've filled enough sacks to freeze. You know, I'm a single person. I put three or four chilies in a little sandwich bag and I freeze it. I don't know how much, and I don't do it by pounds. I just everything that I don't eat gets frozen.
All right, thank you very much, Joan, for joining us.
Thank
on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. 575-646-2212. 575-646-1212. You can also join us on social media where Anthony Moreno is standing by. Let us go to the phone. Mark, you are on with Dr. Boslin and Juan Morales of the Santa Fe Grill.
Hi, Dr. Boslin. I got a question about growing ancho chilies. I grow them every year in my garden. I like salsas best when they have a variety of chilies in them, like serranos and ancho, you know, poblano chilies, and then some regular New Mexico sandias or 88s or something. But the anchos never produce until late in the season. Is there a way that I could get them to start putting on fruit earlier in the year?
Well, what we suggest is that you start them inside early in the spring and then transplant them out. Grow maybe into what we call 4-inch pots, or the when you're at the nursery and you see those like single petunias in those pots, those are usually called 4-inch, and you can start them, like February, start the season side, transplant them to the 4-inch, and then about, say, late April, May, when the weather's right, plant them out, and you'll gain at least a month on the harvest season.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mark. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. You can join us on social media, where Anthony Moreno is standing by. Juan Morales, I've got a question for you. This is something that I saw a cousin do. I went to their house. It was late in the summer, and they had a whole bunch of fresh red chili. And they told me they were about to make fresh red chili wet sauce. What is that?
Well, fresh red chili wet sauce is, see that chili you have right there on your desk? What they do with that, they get it and they blend it up. They puree it to their texture.
Do they roast it?
No.
They do not roast it?
No. Some people do, some people don't. But if you want the true wet chili, that's what you get right there. Because eventually they're going to cook when they make their enchilada sauce, or they make it with their stew, with their pozole, they make it with their chile con carne adobada to their recipe. It's going to be cooked.
Okay.
So that's a recipe that I was taught.
Do you ever cook with it?
I prefer a sun-dry red chili here from the Mesilla Valley.
Talk to me about what red chili you prefer to cook with.
Sandia Select.
Dr. Bosselman, what is the ideal red chili aged like, dried with? Is it natural sun, or I've heard that some put them in ovens?
You know, sun-dried works great if you can do that, but commercially, when people want to do literally tons of red chili, we use dehydrating ovens, big that they use with out in California to dry apricots or plums to make prunes. Same process with the red chilies. We bring them in and dry them that way. But the old way used to be, way back when, was to make a ristra. Hang it by your door, hang it from the vigas in the house, and then you would have the ristras. And it's an interesting story that when you would travel around southern New Mexico and the houses were far apart, you'd come up to a house, and if they had a ristra, well, you could knock on the door and they'd make you a meal and you'd spend the night. But if they didn't have a ristra, it meant a bad season. They probably don't have much food and you should probably just keep riding on.
Okay, that is the story of the ristra, where they come from. All right, if you want to join in on the conversation on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential, we've got some time. You can join in on the conversation by calling us at 575-646-2212, 575-646-2212. Or join us on social media. Dr. Bosselman, over the years, I've heard different stories regarding chili, and New Mexico chili in particular, being in danger. What is the story about some of the threats New Mexico chili faces?
Well, chili can be grown in a lot of different areas, and really, if you look at the big picture, it's a business, and everybody's looking for the cheapest product. Just as you listen to about steel or aluminum, the same thing with chilies. People are always looking for a cheaper product. What we try to say, though, is chili grown in New Mexico really has a better flavor. And that's really what we've done with our varieties, is bred chilies that have a good flavor, good taste. And so we always say, look for the New Mex label, and that way you know you're getting a good product. But a lot of people, big companies, they just look for the cheapest product and use that.
There was a grocery store, not going to name it, but a couple of years ago here in the Mesilla Valley that offered green chili, fresh roasted green chili year round.
Exactly, and we don't have it. And so the other funny thing is if you go to Phoenix, say, in January, they have Hatch Big Jim Green Chili for sale, and there is no chili in Hatch in January.
What countries are taking the lead in mass-producing chili and selling it into the United States?
It depends on the product. Red chili, China and India are the biggest. For green chili, jalapenos, it's Mexico. But it kind of goes around. Countries will sometimes give their farmers incentives or benefits if they'll grow a crop to get U.S. dollars back into their economy. And so it moves around the world. Africa is actually becoming a player now. And so we see more chili being produced in Africa. It turns out that Chinese labor is getting more expensive, and they're actually moving their operations into Africa.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Let us go to our social media desk where Anthony Moreno is standing by. Anthony, what are people saying on social media?
They're saying a lot about chili. A lot of people are excited, sharing what is their favorite type of chili. We do have a question from Deborah. She wants to know, is there a special time to go and buy chili? You know, right now they're going through the first picking. She wants to know, is there a difference between the time that you go to get your chili? Is there a difference between the second or third chili picking between the tastes and flavors?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. You know, everybody's eager early in the season, and I always say, nope. Get the very first green chili. That's those people that just can't wait. They got to go get it. And so you wait till about 2 to 3 weeks after that very first green chili appears. And from that point on till there's no more really green chili, you probably have pretty good flavor. I don't know, Juan, if that's how you see it too.
Oh, well, yeah, Dr. Boston, because you know what? I use autumn roast. So my chili's harvested later on in the season, which that aroma that creates, the flavor that gives my burrito feels in my sous. I use over 5,000 pounds of green chili a month. Mm-hmm. To produce all my burrito fills and toppings for my burritos and all the locations I have. Mm-hmm.
And then about chilies, there's something called terroir. You hear it in wines, where you grow a variety. You can grow Cabernet in different places and they make a different wine. And chilies are the same way. If you grow the same variety here in New Mexico versus San Diego, the New Mexico one will have much more flavor than the San Diego produced, because our soils, our waters, our sunlight produce a different flavor.
That is correct. The drier, the hotter, the better chili you're going to get.
Right.
All right. Now we have another question. Dr. Boslin, I think this is towards you. Jim wants to know, and I'm not sure if you have to keep this confidential, but are you working on any new types of chili?
Oh, we're always breeding new chilies. It's like a kind of like I say, a pipeline. From the day we make the hybridization to when the farmers get the seeds will be 10 years. So we always have things coming along. And so this year we're hoping to release a Big Jim that has what we call chili wilt resistance. It'll have, there's a fungus in the soil called Phytophthora, and it causes a disease. And it's been a problem for many, well, Fabian noticed it, and he just called it chili wilt. And so we're going to have probably the first variety that has resistance to that coming out this year. We're also working on some other types of chilies. We just released a colored jalapenos last year where they go from green to yellow, green to orange, and green to pumpkin orange. And we call them spice jalapenos, pumpkin spice, lemon spice, and orange spice. And we were hoping this would help the organic farmer, roadside stand growers, where they have a beautiful jalapeno to sell there, because people like to buy with their eyes. And then one of them, the lemon spice, is quite hot. It's as hot as a habanero. So if you really want a hot jalapeno, that's the one to get.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. We've got about 17 minutes left in the show. If you want to get in your question or comment regarding chili, now is the time to do so. 575-646-2212. Or you can also join us on social media. As a reminder, again, all calls and social media questions will be entered into a drawing to win either a gift pack courtesy of the Chili Pepper Institute or a $20 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill. Let us go to Paul. Paul, thank you very much for joining us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. You are on with Dr. Boslin and Juan Morales.
Greetings.
Greetings, sir.
Thank you very much for taking the call. I'm a member of the Hatch Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I just want to make sure all of the listeners, as well as you guys, know that there is now a weekly farmers and artisans mercado happening up in Hatch from 8 till 1. You can get your locally produced farm vegetables to include all the first, second, third pick of green chili and the red chili, as well as fantastic beets coming out of Uvas Valley. And it the farmer and artisans mercado happens across the street from Sparky's. And plus, coming up on Labor Day weekend is our annual chili festival.
That's right.
Make sure everybody knows about that. They can get everything that they could possibly desire, to include your red or green chili costumes for Halloween.
Sir, so, you are going to give you a round of applause for definitely being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you very much for letting us know all about Hatch, because that's where it all takes place. So thank you very much, Paul. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Monique, what's on your mind for chili?
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question. I would like to know if anyone heard of Piment d'Espelette, chili from Espelette, and that is in a Basque country.
Correct. It's actually got special recognition in Europe, where only chili grown there can be called that. We actually got seed from that region many years ago and produce it and sell it at the Chili Institute. It doesn't have a big commercial production for us here, but if you would like to grow some in your garden, stop by the Institute, and we have seed packets of that chili from that region.
Oh, great. How did you manage to have seeds? Because when I was home, which is my home, when I was home, I wanted to buy some seeds. And because it was OC, and they wouldn't sell me the seed. Plus, I have to bring them, you know, across and, you know, go through the customers. So, yeah, I will do that. Okay, so what is the phone number of the Chili Institute?
Because we're just doing plugs here. Just plug away. Just plug it away.
All right,
Dr.
baby. Here
there
we go.
You go.
Hey, we're nonprofit. We have to. The only way we stay in business is to sell products. So what the hell?
Where is the Chili Pepper Institute
it's,
located?
It's 575-646-3028.
575 and then what?
646.
646, okay.
3028.
Okay, 3028. Yeah, I think I would do that.
All right,
yeah,
great.
I think I would like to try to grow some. I don't think it will work.
Okay.
Because the Basque Country is very wet.
I know, you get postcards there, and they have Reesters from their houses hanging.
Oh, yeah, move over a Hatch. Yeah, I took some pictures of that. In fact, I'm going to send that gentleman. I'm going to send him a picture that I took.
Very good.
All right, thank you, Monique,
thank
for
you
joining
very
us.
Much.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Dr. Boston, what is the mission of the Chili Pepper Institute?
Well, I think I just did a nice commercial, but...
Yeah, I'll let you finish it up.
Well, the mission of the Chili Pepper Institute is to educate the world about the wonders of chilies. You know, people think of chilies when they come to New Mexico, and so what we try to do at the Chili Institute is teach and have people learn. And we always say we're research-based, or we're a research resource, because we use research to answer questions. And if we don't know the answer, we're more than willing to say we don't know the answer.
That's great. 575-646-2212. Juan Morales, what makes your autumn roast for your green chili so special? When I look at it, it's got that beautiful green and then that beautiful red.
And a hint of orange.
And a hit of orange. Where do you get it from?
Well, I buy this delicious product from Chris Friends, or from Yungan Green Chili.
Okay.
And he supplies me with over 5,000 pounds of that product a month.
5,000 pounds a month.
That is correct.
This is year-round.
This is year-round.
Not just during chili season.
Not just during chili season. He stockpiles for me.
Okay. All right, so tell me, what is your number one selling product at the Santa Fe Grill?
In burritos, it would have to be the green chili meat and potato.
Just meat and potato?
Green chili meat and potato with fire roasted green chili in it.
What's in the meat and potato? Meat and potato? What makes it so special? What makes it so tasty?
Well, we cook everything with a lot of TLC. and the fine product that we use, that awesome, delicious autumn roast. That's what gives it that flavor. It, and like I said, it's that Sandia Select, and it gives it a good little bite. Earlier today, at the show we did earlier, I made that extreme chile relleno, which was that jumbo chile relleno topped off with the green chili meat, a little bit of beans, and cheddar, because, you know, cheddar always makes it better. Now, you had the baby relleno, and that was good eating for you.
Yeah, that was. All right, let us go to Bill. Bill, join us. Thank you for joining us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. What's on your mind, sir? Bill? Okay, Bill.
Well, he had to go roast some green chili.
Bill got the taste of the sniff of chili and decided to go out there and get some chili. Well, let us go to our social media desk where Anthony Moreno is going to check in one last time. Anthony Moreno, what are people saying about chili?
Well, there's a lot of chili love happening. People are sharing how much they buy. It varies all the way from 25 pounds to 50 pounds of chili every single year. We do have some questions, though. We have some folks joining us from different parts of the country on our Facebook live feed, and some folks on the East Coast. We have somebody from Massachusetts and other places on the East Coast. They want to know what they should do to grow some great chilies in their area.
In the East Coast.
You know, I have to be honest that we breed chilies to grow great in New Mexico. But if you wanted to grow them back there, you can actually do it. It just takes a little care. As I mentioned earlier, transplanting when spring begins would be one way to get a jump on it. And, depending on, the weather's changing everywhere, but they do like warm weather. Sometimes people will put up clear plastic runners on the sides of the rows to give a little extra heat in the early spring. But really, if you can grow a bell pepper or a tomato, you can grow a chili pepper.
All right, and we also have another question, Dr. Boslin. We have somebody who wants to know if you are creating any new cookbooks.
Oh, well, we're working on one for the Chili Pepper Institute. The tentative title is In the Heat of the Garden. So
In the Heat of the Garden.
Yes, and so we hope to have it out, like anything else, by the end of the year, but we'll see how it goes.
And we'll make sure that next year, because this year we shared a chili recipe inside of KRWG's airwaves. For those of you that receive the airwaves, there's a great chili recipe in there as well. Let us go to Bill. Bill, thank you very much for joining us on KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. What's on your mind?
I was curious if you had a chili vodka recipe, because there's a lot out there at the retail stores right now. And if you do, is there a recommended chili, and is there a way to strain it or make it so it's clear, and how long would you let the chili sit in the vodka to do it?
Interesting question. Well, choose your favorite vodka, get the hottest chili possible, let it sit in there for a couple of weeks, and just start taking shots.
Is it that simple, really? Just infusing
it? You leave the chili in the vodka?
Yes.
Or you take the chili out?
No, you would leave it in the vodka. You want that cloudy. It's kind of like a dirty martini. You want to leave it cloudy. That's what I would recommend.
Okay, and do you leave
it? Now,
based on how long you leave it in the vodka, or what type of chili you actually use?
Well, I would go with a Sandia Select. Go for mold. Go for the hot.
Okay.
If you want extra hot, there's jalapenos and like the new peppers that Dr. Boslin has created, that autumn roast, the orange that's hot as a habanero. I don't know if you want to go that hot, but that's pretty spicy right there. But, I think it's a Sandia Select, even a Joe Parker. Start off with a Joe Parker, kind of mild, work your way up.
Okay, sounds good.
And also, they'd probably get a different if they used red versus green flavors too.
That right? is correct. And I was thinking more of the green myself right now because it's green season.
Right, exactly. So you think a couple of weeks would be good?
Yeah, I say a couple of weeks would be good.
And if you need a couple of testers, we'll give you our phone number off the line here.
Good luck,
okay,
Bill.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, we've got about six more minutes to go. We've got room for one more call at 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Let's talk about chilies as a decoration. I went to the garden and I noticed that you had this one particular chili that you said was being used as flower decor.
Exactly. Ornamental chilies that kind of come in three classes now. We have the ones that you would plant in your garden, and you have them. They're kind of I would say the same as planting a marigold or a petunia. Then we have the small petites, like we have brought into the radio station today, and those are for like inside on a table or as a gift to someone. And there's a new class of ornamentals that are used by florists. And they have a long stem with fruit on the end, and you can either cut them and use them fresh, or you can let them dry at the end of the season and then use the dried chili long stem in a kind of a floral arrangement. And it's really popular in Europe. It hasn't really caught on in the United States yet, but I say within another year or two, you'll probably see them flourish using these florist-type chilies.
Juan Morales, Dr. Boston, I'm going to put you on the spot. This is a really tough question. When it comes to eating chili, green chili in particular, let's talk with green chili, where do you go besides the Santa Fe Grill? What is your spot here in the Mesilla Valley?
Me, myself, would be Nelly's on Hadley. Nelly herself, she's still there making the chile rellenos. Danny's there making the green salsa. You know, that's really one of my favorite spots.
Dr. Boston?
You know, it depends. You're just going to go out with someone, and if it's a new visitor, we usually go to like La Posta or somewhere where they have it milder. And then if it's someone that really wants hot chili, well, we can go to Nelly's or some of the others that serve even Chopi's, where they have a super hot enchilada sauce. And it was so hot, and I mean, I couldn't eat it. I asked them, I said, who eats this? And she said, the tourists.
The tourists?
Yeah.
Dr. Boston, we had a social media question wanting to know where you can buy some of your products besides NMSU.
That's a good question. Please call us at 575-646-3028 and ask Adon. Adon is our program coordinator, and he can tell you the places you can find it.
Website?
Yes, website too at www.chilipepperinstitute.org.
Okay. Juan Morales, what is your standby recipe when you've got family coming over and you know they look to you to feed them because you, after all, worked in the food industry? What is your standby recipe that you feed your family?
Well, I have lots of recipes behind my, you know, in my scrapbook. But let me tell you, something that's quick and easy, say brisket.
Brisket, okay.
Brisket's an easy one. Of course, topped off with some fire-roasted green chili. You can't go wrong. And some of our very own bold and spicy barbecue sauce. Pozole, red chili pork. Carne adobada.
One of the things I've noticed, Juan, is you like to use chile de árbol.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Chile de árbol, it's like a cayenne pepper. It's smoky, and it has the Scovilles are right there, right, Dr. Boston?
Right, exactly.
They're very similar. Yes, they're there. And in the cayenne pepper, it's grown here, and there's certain areas in New Mexico that grow chile de árbol. But the cayenne, I really like the cayenne because it has a bold spice to it.
Juan had a social media question wanting to know, when are you going to write your cookbook?
Working on it right now.
You're working on it right now?
Yes, indeed.
Do you have a title for it?
Well, that's soon to come. I'll be announcing that on our next show. But I plan on having this out by on our 22nd anniversary of February the 10th.
February. Okay, so look for it in February. Juan Morales and his recipe cookbook on how to cook like Juan Morales of the Santa Fe Grill. All right, let's wrap it up by asking Dr. Boslin, you know you are a chili head when?
Ooh, I think we said it earlier, when you have a freezer dedicated to chilies.
Juan, you know you are a chili head when?
When you could drive a semi into my freezer.
You have a big warehouse.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and that's where you get all your business done?
That's our commissary. We do all our that's our production facility, and we do all our catering out of 750 West Palms.
Okay, let us do the drawing for the $20 gift certificate to the Santa Fe Grill. This goes out to Jeanette Garcia. Thank you very much, Jeanette, for winning that. And for the gift card, the gift pack. What's in the gift pack, Dr. Boston?
Four different kinds of our hot sauces we have. We have the 25th anniversary limited edition. We have our Sancto Scorpion, which is made with the scorpion chili, a taco sauce, and the Holy Jalokia taco sauce, and the Holy Jalokia hot sauce.
Let us thank David. David, congratulations. David called in and won the gift pack courtesy of the Chili Pepper Institute. Thank you very much, David, and congratulations. You can pick it up here at KRWG, and we'll give you information about that. Dr. Balsa and Juan Morales, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
KRWG's Red or Green Confidential on KRWG Public Media is brought to you by the Hatch Chili Festival, September 1st and 2nd, with live entertainment and crowning of the Hatch Chili Queen at the Hatch Municipal Airport, 1 mile west of town on Highway 26. Information at hatchchilifest.com. KRWG's Red or Green Confidential on KRWG Media was produced and hosted by me, Edmundo Resendez. Jacob Lockwood was our co-producer and answered the phones. Fred Martino is director of content. Anthony Moreno worked the social media desk. Mark Johnson handled production. Joe Whitmer and Ralph Escandon ran the camera for our Facebook Live. Until next time, this is KRWG Las Cruces, KRXG Silver City.